many unused gift cards do you have in your possession right now? Think about like in your wallet, the bottom of your drawers. They have been the number one gift requested, Raven, for the last 15 years.
Yeah. And the thing that blows my mind is you told me a stat one time about how many people don't use them.
Uh-huh. It gives me anxiety to even talk about this because when I get a gift card for like a birthday or for whatever,
sure.
It makes me panic. And after hearing this, it just, I guess, confirms that my feelings are validated.
In 2019, U.S. consumers loaded up on gift cards to the tune of about $98 billion. About $3 billion in gift card cash goes unspent every year.
Wow.
So, you know, my parents have restaurants. They're restaurant people.
Yeah.
We do tons of gift cards at the restaurants.
Sure. It's a great gift.
My mom told me that about 50% never get claimed. Can you imagine?
I mean, that's amazing to me. I mean, listen, when you hear 98 billion versus 3 billion, I mean, I'm not sure what the percentage is off the top of my head, but that's lower. So it doesn't seem like a big deal. On the other hand, that's $3 billion worth of waste. I mean, you local restaurants, that's half of the stuff purchased. These people probably still live in the neighborhood, I'm guessing. They're probably still alive. Yeah. They probably still love pizza.
I get so much anxiety about it because I'm one of those people that doesn't like to waste.
Yeah.
So when I get a gift card, I feel this panic, like I need to use it quickly.
Yes.
Before I lose it, something happens.
Right.
They go out of business. All these things. Like I had my daughter, her birthday was back in March. She has a $100 Abercrombie gift card.
Yeah.
It's in my wallet. It gives me anxiety.
It's going to live there, though.
But until I use every single penny of it,
yeah.
It's going to give me anxiety that it's there. And I keep telling her, I'm like, just order things online. Mommy can't take this anymore.
Right. It's been an expensive year for me. I mean, vacation, big party for my wife, dog needed surgery, all sorts of stuff to pay for. So when we got back from vacation, I'm thinking to myself, like, let me dive into these gift cards because I've got a stack with an elastic around them. And I know this because I just cleaned out my desk and my drawer. So we went and we bought fireworks this past weekend. Here, I had a gift card that was 3 years old. It was so old that the system didn't work anymore at the place. I had to print it out on paper. Can you imagine? Like, who has the ability to bring paper somewhere nowadays?
That's
right?
So funny.
But I did. And then when I got back, I was like, oh, we are going through all these gift cards because we spent the money. It was fun. We got toys and stuff for July 4th. And then I'm thinking to myself, wait, I've got all these other gift cards. Let's dive into those. I looked. Like two of the restaurants are closed.
Yep.
I mean, it's crazy. And then the other ones, like if it's out of a 20-minute radius, don't give me that gift card because I'm never in my life going to use it ever. Sure.
I found a $100 gift card that my girlfriend's got me after I had Dakota, my younger daughter, to go get a massage. The place went out of business during the pandemic. Like, how sad. Like, that's a lot of money. Like, that would have been a real treat that I'll never have.
I got a birthday gift, same thing, for like a men's day. It's like a massage, a men's sport facial, a couple other things. I mean, something I would never buy for myself, but certainly an extravagant gift. It was from 2012. It was an actual paper written certificate.
You know, 1-800-330-9999. What is the oldest gift card that you have in your possession that you still have not used? Again, that's 1-800-330-9999. $3 billion. That's how much money goes unclaimed on gift cards every single year.
Let me tell you what happened to me this past weekend here. I got gift cards for Father's Day, right? I got them ahead of time. I got them early. Somebody gave me some gift cards. And we went to my favorite restaurant on Father's Day. They were for my favorite restaurant. My wife wouldn't let me use the gift cards because she says, no, it's Father's Day. I'm buying your meal. Those are free to use some other time.
Oh, no.
That's what I'm saying. The restaurant is like, it's 20 minutes from my house.
Right.
These gift cards are never going to get used now. Never.
Gives me anxiety, gift cards, because I'm always afraid I'm going to lose them or I'm going to forget I have them. And then all that money was wasted. But what is the oldest gift card that you have buried somewhere in your drawer or lost in your wallet? 1-800-330-9999. Mike.
The oldest gift card I have is one from around 2000 from Abercrombie & Fitch. It's $25 gift card. They can't even redeem it anymore. They're like, yeah, our computers won't even tell us how much is on there. So there's nothing I can do. So now it's just a collector's item.
See, Anna's daughter has a $100 one that lives in her wallet right now. But I was thinking the reason you haven't been there to redeem it is nothing fits you anymore. Because in 2000, you were a size 31, and now you're a 36.
That is actually very true. It's a 38, thank you.
Good luck. You'll never go in that store again.
Bernice, what's your oldest gift card?
One of my kids gave me a gift card for pedicure and manicure since 2010, and I have not really used it, and I still have it.
2010.
So I had this lovely lady give me a manicure pedicure gift card as well. Now, here's the problem. It's not where I go.
Right.
So now I have this gift card, and I've tried to pawn it off on my sister. Mm-hmm. I've tried to pawn it off. Like, nobody wants it because nobody goes there, and it's tough because it's $30. Like, you know, you don't want to flush that down the toilet.
What is the thing you're more worried about? You go there, they don't do it right, or you go there, they do it right, and now you like that place, and now you want to go there.
No. The bigger problem is I'm afraid that when I go back to my place after,
yes,
they're going to look at my nails and know that that's not their work, and they're going to be like, where were you?
Uh-huh.
And like I was cheating on them or something like that.
And they'll discuss it amongst themselves, too.
100%.
Except you won't know what they're saying.
Well, right.
Exactly. It's like five town over.
That's terrible. Right. That falls under my radius rule. If it's too far, forget it. Different zip code, forget it. Don't give me that gift card. Jen, what's the oldest gift card you have in your possession?
Oh, my goodness. You're going to die. I found a Blockbuster card, a gift card from Blockbuster, the video store. I can't even believe it. I'm sure kids are listening going, what the f*** is Blockbuster?
Do you know that Blockbuster was one of the first major retailers to make gift cards popular?
Wow.
Yeah. Isn't that interesting? Like that was kind of like the...
Yeah.
There was places before that, but they were the ones that really made it mainstream to like give gift cards as gifts.
Wasn't there one left like in Alaska or New Mexico or something like that?
Mm-hmm.
I think there was last year, but I think it's over.
It closed. I think it was a Netflix documentary about the last Blockbuster and that it closed. It's so sad.
That is sad. Oh, it looks like there might still be one in Bend, Oregon.
Oh.
You're going to need a plane
ticket. Oh, good. Can you buy me an airline ticket and I'll go get some video rentals for us?
I mean, that sounds like I would be doing the financials for Blockbuster. That's a good way for me to go broke and not very considerate of you.